The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
Escort the prisoner out. I'll be right behind you.
The fearless leader of Rage, in custody on my ship.
Tony, son, what have you done?
Escort these men to the brig. Make sure the All-Divine Lister gets one of our best rooms.
So who's the bomb maker?
He's one of your own people. His name is Dimitri Borum.
And where can we find this Dimitri Borum?
In Johannesburg.
What about the fire marshal?
They're leaning towards an intentional fire, so we're looking at arson for sure. We had a very similar fire at another electronics store. The very same types of electronics were stolen.
The SIS is investigating a fire at an electronics store that has all the same markers as the Von Longer case. If they're building another tracker, there's a good chance they are either after the Charles Street police box or my place. I need you to bring Kelly up to speed on the whole Von Longer case, and let her know that until we clear this new episode up, I'm postponing any training for her.
You have the Supreme Controller as a prisoner? Release the Lord Supreme Controller, or you're dead.
And now, episode 107, Lenora's Rage.
I said put it down, now.
You don't understand. He has the Supreme Controller in custody.
And what is he to you?
My master and my leader.
So you're a member of Rage?
A faithful follower.
I'm not gonna tell you again, Lenora. Holster your weapon.
Very well. There'll be time to deal with this when we get to Titan IV. If you'll excuse me, I've lost my appetite.
Well, I must say that was interesting. Tell me, how does one so young become such a loyal follower of Rage?
I don't know a lot about her, except she paid me well to transport her to the Titan system, and money units talk.
Why does that not surprise me? I'm curious. Why did you agree to barter my passage?
I learned a long time ago not to make enemies of my enemies.
Now that makes no sense at all.
The IDF's a thorn in my side with their tariffs and unannounced boardings. You're well respected in the IDF. It's good to have a friend who works with your enemy.
I see. You want to remain on my good side?
You got it.
Then I suggest you get control of the young lady and keep her away from Lister.
Not to worry. He's well protected in our brig. Now, eat. Your breakfast is getting cold.
It's looking at me.
What is?
My breakfast.
Here, put it back in. Press one and nuke it again. I'm going back up to the bridge.
No, thank you. I'm glad I brought a tin of biscuits with me.
I see you're enjoying the afternoon sun.
With all the rain we've had recently, I'm taking advantage of every bit of it. You'd better get inside the pavilion here before the mosquitoes carry you off.
Gosh, they're terrible. When are they going to spray?
Spray? Yeah, that's rich. I think the mosquitoes drink that stuff after they dine on us. How was your day?
About like any other. Still working on that deposition. Any news?
As a matter of fact, Pyramid called me this morning.
About Kate?
No, about an SIS case that might impact him. You remember the story I told you about how Kate first discovered the STIP and met the controller?
Yeah.
It led her to a fire in an electronics store that eventually led her to Von Longer.
He was the guy bent on destroying all of the STIPs.
That's right. This arson case they're working on has all the hallmarks of Van Longer's fire. Same type of store, same type of electronics targeted.
So, what are they thinking? Are they expecting the local STIPs to be targeted?
More than that, they think someone might be trying to find our central portal, which of course is Pearman's warehouse.
Ah, and if they find the portal, they can go to the alternate Martin State.
Exactly. Once they've reached the portal, they'd have access to a majority of the East Coast STIPs and several in for refurbishing.
This is the perfect case for me to cut my IDF teeth on.
Pearman directed me to keep you out of it.
What?
Kelly, I know you want to jump right in, but Pearman said that this could get dangerous. Besides, it's all speculation. It could well have been a straight-up robbery and nothing else.
Then let me get in there and find out.
You're going to have plenty of time to investigate cases. You haven't really received any formal training. It's just not safe to get you involved.
I could still do research. They're wasting an asset.
I'm sure you can do some good. No one doubts that. It's just, well, you're not ready for field work. I'll tell you what. If we discover it is a Rage plot, I'm sure there's some legwork you could do right from your office or here. I'll talk to Perriman and see what we can work out.
I suppose so. Did he have anything new on Kate?
The last thing we heard is that she's being transported to Baltimore. Now, if all went as planned, she should be there right now, getting assessed for travel.
I hate this time delay.
Look, think of it this way. By the time we get word that she's on her way, she'll be here.
Here, meaning alternate Earth.
Which is where we'll go when the time is right.
And what time would that be?
First and foremost, when she's able to take visitors. And secondly, when we clear up this possible threat at Perriman's warehouse.
What about my orientation with Jake? Can't we get that out of the way?
They're working on it. Headquarters has a lot on its plate right now. Just be patient.
Not one of my virtues, Dad.
Tell me about it.
I appreciate you letting me tag along to the crime scene.
Possible crime scene. We're not sure yet. There's Mac and Hernandez.
Ma'am, I see you brought your expert with you.
Hey, I blow them up, not burn them down. You guys find anything?
The fire marshal just released the site. We're getting our first good look.
Right over here. You can see where the fire started.
The fire marshal has ruled it as an arson.
Any thoughts yet on what was taken?
The owner is meeting with the insurance adjuster in a few. We'll have a good idea of what's missing after that.
I don't suppose any security footage survived.
It appears that the system was destroyed, separate from the fire.
Like Yogi said, this is deja vu all over again.
I'm thinking the same thing.
The Von Langer case?
Exactly.
Nelson, what did you do at that fire location?
What he does best, traffic control.
Yeah, but it was me who saw a suspicious character checking the scene out. I gave a good description of him, and it led to his capture.
Good. Then you can check the traffic cameras around this area around the time the fire started. Let's see if you can go two for two. Mac, you and Hernandez stick around the insurance adjuster. Get a list of all the missing items. If there is anything high-end, then canvas the local pawn shops. I'm going to take Nelson back and start him on the camera footage.
Will do, ma'am.
Hey, Nelson.
Yeah?
I've got some popcorn in my desk. You're welcome to it.
Yeah, thanks.
They're giving you a hard time because you're low man on the totem pole.
The irony is frustrating. I have more experience and leadership time than both of those guys put together. Which is why I can say that this is definitely a rage job.
Definitely. How did you come to that conclusion?
It's like my favorite commentator in NASCAR says, sprints.
So what does your spurience tell you?
The burn pattern at the ignition site is the same pattern at the Von Langer fire. It's also the same pattern and the same crystallization that occurred at Professor Lin's apartment.
What caused it?
A Model 19 laser pistol.
And you're sure about that?
No doubt. Whoever started this fire had access to an IDF standard issue Model 19. The one in the Von Langer case was stolen from a medical detachment in Baltimore. We traced it to a former nurse. That's how we call it the woman who shot Barnes.
Where is she now?
Last I heard, she was in the Baltimore stockades.
All right. When we get back to the station, start in on those traffic cams and any others you can find. We're looking for someone maybe a little out of place.
Von Langer was wearing a long jacket in the middle of summer.
Anything like that. I'm going to make some calls and see if there are any M19s unaccounted for. Captain Richards.
Pierman here. Is this a bad time?
No. Nelson and I are on our way back to the office.
Ah, good. I need to speak to both of you. Robert has completed the STIP signal emulator.
Sounds good. Does it have multi-frequency capabilities?
This is Robert we're talking about. It will not only broadcast all of the STIP frequencies, but it also has an omnidirectional receiver as well. As soon as our signal is accessed, we'll have an azimuth to the receiver. The problem will be that we won't be able to determine the distance.
That shouldn't be a problem. I'm guessing they'll be on the move to find the signal location. We should be able to overlay their azimuth onto the map. Whenever they change directions, we'll know that they are turning, and no change means that they are headed straight to it. Eventually, we'll be mapping their route, and we can do the overlay.
Have you determined a location for the transmitter yet?
That's another reason why I called you. I want to coordinate with you. The last time we did this, we had to call off the operation because Barnes stumbled across Von Langer and arrested him.
I take it that was before Barnes became aware of the IDF.
Correct.
As long as we can keep Hernandez and Mac busy, we shouldn't have a problem.
When I get back to the office, Nelson and I will work on a location. I'm just not familiar enough with the city to do that right now.
I'll do the same. We can then compare notes and make a decision. Call me when you're ready to discuss the plan.
Will do. So, does anything come to mind right away?
Only that we need to find a spot away from the city. They're going to expect that the STIP headquarters would be somewhat remote, given all the activity the STIP's coming and goings.
That makes sense. I know you'll be busy with the video footage, but think about a good location for the STIP emulator.
Not a problem. I can have a couple potential sites before the end of the day. Could you give Horace a call? I need him on this. He knows the city better than we do.
Sure. Lance, call Horace.
Lance? Really?
You have a problem with Lance?
A lot.
What?
Perhaps we should have a roundtable discussion about it.
Nelson? Oh.
Horace Hawk.
You are crazy.
Well, I've been told that before, but what did I do to earn it this time?
Not you, Horace. Nelson. You caught me right in the middle of one of his terrible puns. I need to talk to you about the threat to Pyramids.
Yes, I'm aware of the threat. I've been trying to get Kelly to let go of it. She wants to jump right in and work the case.
Well, here's her chance. We want the two of you to put your knowledge of Baltimore together and come up with a place to plant a STIP emulator.
Like the one you guys used to trap Von Longer.
Exactly. We need a place that's away from the city, but close enough to make STIP transport convenient.
At the same time, it needs to be away from prying eyes, a place comparable to St. Martin's Airport.
Is that something that you'd be comfortable doing with Kelly?
Yes, it's perfect. It's something she can do from home. We'll get right on it.
Thanks a lot, Horace.
And thanks, Lance. A lot.
Oh, brother.
Oh, great, them again.
Who's that?
The so-called house band.
You mean you don't like Mkluk-Uk?
What kind of name is that?
There's some little-known planet in the Sega 1 system. It roughly translates to three dead men on a stick.
Okay, then. I don't have that language in my database, but the name suits them.
Barkeep, give me a picture of your best imported Earth ale.
Wow, you're sparing no expense. That's some expensive stuff.
Well, if you hadn't stuck me in the cave in Galaza, I wouldn't be rolling in units right now. Thanks. Here. How about unlocking Booth 2 for us? Thanks.
A private Booth 2. Man, I am uptown now.
Like I said, only the best. At least until I run out of money units.
Oh, now that is more like it. I wish they had these things on Earth. You can adjust the outside noise to a manageable level, even carry on a conversation.
It's a pretty simple concept. I'm surprised someone there hasn't thought of it.
Oh, I imagine it's been done somewhere. At least we can talk a little.
About what?
Your obligation to the Federation has been met, and I'm sure they will compensate you for your time and expenses.
More units? I'll take it.
So, what are you gonna do? Continuing operating your fly-by-night cargo operation?
Hey, it's space. It's always night.
You know what I mean.
To be honest, I'm afraid my questionable cargo days are over. After all we went through, the IDF pretty much knows all my hiding places and my diversion tactics. I'm an open book now.
Being an honest businessman is not such a bad thing. I know that's not what you learned under Rick Rogers, but you got a nice little stash of cash to hold you over for a while.
That's true. Wonder how Rick's doing.
What have you heard from him?
He bought a new ship. Just a cut above the Mercury.
You mean there's a faster, better ship out there than the Mercury?
Yeah, just for now. Once I get some upgrades done and some fine-tuning, the Mercury will be back to its number one status. He bought the Raybell. She's a good ship, but like I said, a few upgrades from now, and all the best units can buy.
I know Tika was on loan to you from the Prometheus' owner, but man, you better keep her if you can.
Well, I can afford to pay her now, so that won't be a problem.
Hey, have you ever thought about getting a Robonaut unit?
AI? On my ship? Are you kidding me? The last thing I need is pure logic trying to run my ship. You gotta have gut instinct to do what we do.
Which you're not going to be doing anymore. Look at Robo 4 on the space station in Boldivar. That place runs like a Swiss watch.
I'm sure these Swiss people make a good watch, but all the BSS does is orbit Boldivar in an endless circle. I have to be in control of my ship. You think Rogers would do that?
Well, you're not Rogers.
You're right about that. Because if I was Rick Rogers, you'd be buying this round.
Hey, Sleeping Beauty. I got your breakfast.
How dare you address me like a common prisoner?
Well, you are pretty common, and you are a prisoner, so...
Take this porridge you call food, and feed it to the rats on your ship. Where is Simon?
I believe he's finishing his porridge in the gallery.
I doubt it. Even IDF scum wouldn't eat that. Tell him I want to see him immediately.
I don't believe you're in any position to make demands, Lister.
I am the Supreme Controller. You would be wise to remember that.
And I'm the captain of this ship. Now, are you gonna eat this?
Your rats await their meal. Leave me.
Now that's a request I'm happy to fill. Anything else you desire, your royal eminence?
Mock me if you will. You may find it wise to respect my authority. It may be beneficial to you in the future, Captain Rogers.
I'll keep that in mind.
Lord Supreme Controller, Freer of the Oppressed, I am your humble servant.
Kneel before your Supreme Lord and Master. Who are you, my child?
I am Lenora of Titan IV, survivor of the Lost Tribe. We were oppressed by the Galactic Council after the war, oppressed until you in rage delivered us from the grasp of the Galactic Empire.
And by what set of circumstances brings you aboard this vessel? Owned by one of my enemies.
I was seeking passage back to what's left of my home planet. I've been away, in search of my father, a traitor who abandoned me and my mother before my birth.
And how do you expect to find this man in the vastness of our galaxy?
It makes me feel impure to say this, but he was an IDF soldier. A half of me I wish I could erase.
The war was a long time ago, my child. Have you forgotten that I, too, was once a soldier in the Intergalactic Defense Force? Things changed after the war. Perhaps your father changed, too.
I can only hope he did.
What are you doing? I told you to stay away from my prisoner.
He is no prisoner of mine. He is Lord Master Lister, the Supreme Controller and Ruler of Rage.
He is lord of nothing but his own ego. Now be gone. I'll have Rogers prepare a cell for you, too.
By your leave, my master. All hail Rage.
Go, my child. There, you see? We are everywhere. You must join us, Tony Simon. Join us in the great reclamation of our empire.
Do not interact with anyone on this ship. It's imperative we keep up our appearance as captor and prisoner. Is that clear? And as for joining your empire, I made that decision a long time ago. It remains the same. No, thank you.
You could rule by my side, my old friend. Your faithfulness to me shall be rewarded.
Indeed, it shall.
Why don't you get started on those surveillance videos?
All right. I wonder if Hernandez really does have popcorn in his desk.
Have you seen that guy eat? I'm sure there's popcorn, chocolate-covered raisins, just about any kind of junk food you would want.
That's all right. I think I'm good. It's Horace already. Don't tell me you found a spot already.
Is it okay to talk on speaker right now?
Yeah, you're good to go. Go ahead.
Kelly and I have been going over possibilities, and we've narrowed it down to one good one.
What do you have?
Get to a map of the Baltimore metro area.
Hold on. We have a big map to the Situation Room. All right. What am I looking for?
Locate Martin State.
Okay. Got it.
Now, come straight down the peninsula there towards Rocky Point Park.
All right. All the way to the park?
Not quite. Follow Highway 702 to the Essex Sky Park Airport.
You're thinking of putting the emulator at a small local airport?
Initially, that was our thinking. But that's a pretty popular little airport. It's only 7 miles south of Martin State and about 11 miles from where you are right now.
The distance is almost the same from here as it is to Martin State. Why did you say initially?
Like I said, it's a real popular little airstrip. We might have trouble keeping the locals safe if we have trouble with our alien friends.
Just the term alien friends conjures up all kinds of public relation problems.
That's the conclusion Kelly and I came to, but she pointed out that between the airstrip and east coast of that peninsula and south to the park is a heavily wooded area. We're thinking that we could set up something in there to look like a secret entrance to an underground facility.
What about the possibility of campers?
You're going to have to coordinate with the Park Service to close off that area. You can get some pull from our IDF contacts at Homeland or the FBI. Tell them it's a sting operation. No cause for alarm, just tracking down a fugitive.
I've got the contacts for that. It's just a matter of coordinating the time and date.
Captain Richards, what do you think?
Right now, all I have to go on is Nelson's experience in burn patterns. I need to wait and see what Hernandez and Matt come up with. Then there's the problem of covering this up from them.
I agree. If you move too quickly, those two are going to wonder what tipped you off, unless you move on this without their knowledge and make it an unsolved case.
Nelson, do you have any contacts in the ATF?
You would think with my experience in explosives, I would, but unfortunately, I don't.
I do, and I can see where you're going with this. Give Hernandez and Mac enough time to investigate. Then, have the ATF step in and take over a case they've been tracking.
Right. And then, we do our usual complaining about doing all the legwork, not getting the collar, have them move on. And then we set up the sting. Have you run any of this by Pierman?
No. I wanted to talk to you first. You want me to coordinate with John?
Why don't you do that and then get back to me?
Will do.
And thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Horace.
No problem.
Well, looks like we'll be taking a hike in the woods.
After a trip to the store.
A couple of cans of heavy-duty mosquito and tick repellent.
Well, we pretty much killed that tanker of ale. Want me to call for another?
Nah, better not. The gravity here is not exactly the same as Earth. It's just different enough to throw me off, even without a few glasses of ale.
Hello, boys. Miss me?
Bella?
Why has Wi-Fi's faithful Bella returned? Will Tracy and Nelson be able to set a trap for Rage? And what will happen when Lister and Simon arrive on Titan IV? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Bella Rings.